Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
President of the Bertog Landscape Company that's in Wheeling, Illinois, and it's Bob Bertog. Hi, Mr. Bertog.
Hi, John. How are you this week?
Pretty good. Let's start out with any advice you have for us, then we're going to go right to our calls.
Well, I'm going to answer some questions first because people are going to probably call about all that rain we had. And, you know, we are behind with the moisture, but not when it all comes in inch and a half and a half an hour. It just all rolls off and doesn't absorb into the ground. So we're going to be watching the monitoring the water situation, and now tomorrow's supposed to rain again and only be in the 50s. So the Mother Nature's kind of confusing everybody, including the cicadas.
I got a note from one of our listeners. They said, now I know why it's called the month of May. It may be 70. It may be 50. There may be a tornado. It may be calm and sunny. And that's May in Illinois, isn't it?
That's 100% correct.
Well, what's, you know, I understand the curiosity and energy around the cicadas, but there's nothing you can do about it. You might tent your young trees. You told us that last week. But otherwise, they're going to come up, and generally, they're good for the environment. That's my speech. What else do you want to say?
You're 100% correct. They're good for the environment. They're good for your lawn, because when they emerge, it's nature's way of corroding your lawn. Then when they die and they decompose, it's putting nutrients back into the soil. And it's a holiday for the squirrels and the birds and the dogs and everybody that wants to get fat. Yeah, they're all going to get fat.
This from Axios.com, the Chicago-based news site, says environmentalists push back on No Mow May movement. The campaign has spread widely on social media in recent years, and it urges people not to cut their grass for the month of May to boost the habitat and food for bees and other pollinators. Their reality check is this. Experts say the mowing hiatus does not really help the bees, and it could ruin your lawn. They said that the bees lay their eggs in leaf debris and plant stalks in the fall. And the real culprit might not be that they don't have dandelions in the spring, but rather that the leaf blowers in the fall destroy the eggs. Where are the bees? We wiped them out with our leaf blowers last year. One last note. They say an academic study supporting the theory that a month off from mowing helps the bees, that study was retracted in 2022. Where are you on No Mow May, Bob?
Well, I think I wrote that article. It sounds exactly like it came out of my mouth. But I agree with the majority of it. Now, the part about the blowing of the eggs in the leaves, I can't speak to that. Everything else, though, it is one of the worst things for your lawn to let it get so long. Then you're going to come in and mow it. You're behind the eight ball at the start of the season, and now if you get into hot, dry weather, your grass is already stressed out. I do agree with the there are dandelions, and yes, those are pollinators. And if you're really that into it, though, take a portion of your yard and create a butterfly garden or a pollinator garden, which you have all kinds of different perennials. They bloom at different times. The bees are attracted to it, and they're beautiful, too, because you're controlling what you're putting in. I'm just not a fan of the No Mow May. I'm right with everything you read on that. I agree with 100%.
Kathy, you're on WGN with Bob Bertog. What can we do for you, Kathy? You're on the air.
Hey, Bob. Really appreciate all your help. Is it too early to wrap trees if the ground temperature is 59 degrees? And the reason why I'm asking this is 17 years ago, the cicadas killed 3 Japanese birch trees I planted. So I replanted them and didn't know how long that netting should sit if there's no threat for the cicadas just yet because of the ground temperature.
It's not going to hurt them,
No, it's not going to hurt them at all. You don't want to cover it with something, though, that doesn't let air penetrate or light. So that's why you use something that's got openings about as big as like a wedding veil where the cicadas can't get through it. But you're certainly not going to hurt anything by wrapping it now. In fact, if you drive through neighborhoods, you'll see wrappings everywhere. And the soil temperature is, that's correct. They're going to start emerging. You can actually see where some of them have exited, but then they've gone back down 2 inches or so below the grade. You'll see the hole, but they haven't come out yet. So we're thinking by the end of the weekend or by the middle of next week, for sure, we should see them in mass. So if you're going to cover your sensitive plants, now's the time to do it.
Get online. Go get that mesh. Okay, good luck, Kathy. Mark, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Yes, when I mow my lawn, I have these little white moths that fly up. And then last year when it was so dry, I had large parts of my lawn that just died. What am I dealing with?
Sod webworm.
And how do I treat it?
An insecticide. You want to get them while they're in the larval state. And then, which if you've seen them already this year, it seems a little early for me to be seeing them yet this year. But you want to go ahead and put down an insecticide, because what they do is they feed on the base of the plant and they can decimate a lot of grass in a short period of time.
So a product like Grubex would work?
No. You want to find something that's labeled for sod webworm. Grubex might be labeled for that, but I don't know. I think that's targeted mostly for grubs. So you want to look for something that for sod webworm.
Sod web worm. And then those become little white moths that fly around?
Well, they pull the pupa, and then they turn into a moth, and then they mate, and then they lay eggs, and then they come up the following season.
Do they fly into your house and eat all of your wool products?
No, they fly very short distances, and they usually fly in masses. So, like, if they get startled or you turn a light on, you'll see them all jumpy, and they don't fly that far.
I got some of those little moths that eat wool products in my house, and I'm desperate to get rid of those things. Okay.
Get mothballs.
Well, yeah, well, I know. Well, but your mothballs, you've got to then put in something and enclose it and then put your clothes in there or whatever, and then the moths don't get there. But what if you got them flying around your damn house? Then what do you do?
And I don't like the smell of mothballs either, but...
Thank you very little. All right, 312...
Just buy polyester sweaters.
Yes, and rugs. Talking to Bob Bertog from the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. Bob, you ready to answer more questions from our listeners?
Absolutely.
No? Okay, let's go to Bill. You're next on WGN. Hi, Bill. What can we do for you?
Yeah, hey, John. Hey, Bob. Hey, listen, Bob, I got a question for you. We have potted palm trees that we put out every year around our pool. In the wintertime, I bring them into my garage. I have the garage heated and have a grow lamp, and they've survived 7 or 8 years.
Wow.
Although this time of the year, when we go to put them out, my wife and I are always concerned about the overnight temperature. We usually don't put them out until it's consistently in the 50s overnight. What do you think is a good temperature, low temperature for these potted palm trees to keep them healthy outside overnight?
I think your standard of 50 degrees is probably correct, because it's not like a palm tree in the ground. Your roots are more exposed because they're in a pot.
So the roots are more exposed to in the pot, so you need to be more sensitive.
To the cold, yeah, exactly. The colder elements, they're not insulated by soil as much when they're in the ground. So I think the 50 degree is probably the perfect temperature.
50. Okay, interesting conundrum. Bill, good luck to you. Thanks for the call. Lynn, what can we do for you? You're on with Bob.
Hi. Yes, I was wondering if I need to cover my hydrangea plants. I have about 5 of them for the status.
Okay, let's let him answer that. Do you need to cover, are the cicadas going to be all over the hydrangea?
No. No, they should be fine, because that's all new wood, and the cicadas are going to want to hang on to something that's a little woodier that they can wrap their legs around to lay the eggs.
So this listener is wondering about their vegetable garden, too, but that's not, the rabbits are going to get it, the cicadas aren't, right?
And the rabbits will get the cicada probably before they get to your garden. So yeah. I would, don't worry about the vegetables.
Bob, can you ask Bob Bertog if aerating a lawn is really worth it?
100%. It's the absolute best thing you can do to your lawn in the fall. And if you can do it in the spring, too, if it's not too wet, doing it twice a year is fantastic for the lawn.
When can you mow new grass from seed?
It depends. Like, so it's been so chilly this spring, it hasn't really taken off. But I would say... if it gets in the 2.5 to 3 inch range, you want to trim the top off of it. You want to cut it high.
My lawn service put down my weed and feed yesterday in Orland Park, but then we were hit hard with hail and lots of rain. Did all that wash away the weed and feed? Should I have them reapply it?
If it was a granular, it's hard to say. Just if it's a granular, go ahead and look for it if it's still there. If it's washed out, you'll see it in the edges of the grass. If it was a liquid and it dried, it should be fine.
Okay. Do you have a recommendation about a cover for trees and shrubs? You've been talking about going online. I don't see the cover at my hardware store. Are those covers for the cicadas everywhere, Bob?
Well, they're selling out very quickly, so if you are looking for it at the hardware store, they might not have it. But I've had really good luck on Amazon. I just looked up cicada netting, and there's a bunch of different people selling it.
Hey, John Williams.
Or you could always go to a fabric store, too.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. You'd still have to. The one I saw was a kit with a pole with a T-shaped top, and then the netting went over the thing. I mean, it was a whole rigmarole. But
and probably expensive, too.
Can you ask Bob if lawns that have become bumpy with lots of bare spots as the result of the severe drought we've had the last couple of years? Prior to a couple of years ago, the lawn was fine, and I regularly have fertilized and use weed control. A lot of lawns are lumpy. What's going on there, Bob?
The drought could absolutely have something to do with that, because what happens is the soil is the profile of your soil is constantly changing, and if it gets too hot and it changes the profile, if you're not watering enough, if you're not watering it deeply enough, you can put as much fertilizer on as you want. But if you're not getting that fertilizer down to the roots at the bottom of the zone where they're 2-3 inches below, it's just going to harden off. And they call it hard pan. So the ground hard pan, water runs off of it, so then it can't percolate down. You just got to stay ahead of it.
Ahead of it, meaning keeping your lawn moist, right? Keeping it well watered.
Right. Yeah. Right. Don't wait until you come home and the grass is starting to turn brown and go dormant, because now you're fighting an uphill battle, because now the ground is so hot, could be so hard, it's saying, I'm not going to even absorb the water. And you've got more wetting agents you have to put on, and it's a lot more work.
Bob, my tulips are done blooming, and I would like to move them. Should I replant them now or store them until the fall?
If you're going to try and reuse your tulips, let them die back completely. And when I say completely, I mean completely die back to where it's just like a piece of paper that's above ground. And then you can dig them up and then put them in a dry, dark place. But be prepared that probably only half of them will come back next year if you plant them again in the fall.
When do I put grub control down?
June.
This is Paula. You're on WGN with Bob Bertog. Hi, Paula.
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I have 3 rhododendron bushes. They're probably about 11 years old, and every year they've flourished except this year. There was very few blooms, and yet now on the tops of the rhododendrons, there's bright green new growth. Was it just our crazy winter?
It was probably more of the crazy February. Remember we had the warming trend, and we talked about how if those buds crack and then we get a hard freeze, which we did, a lot of those buds froze. But the fact that you're saying there's some little light green growth at the top is a good sign. Keep them watered, keep them fertilized, and they should be fine. They're not going to bloom this year, but their plants are still alive.
Okay. Good luck to you on that, Paula. And finally, when Bob Bertog says soil, does he mean dirt? I'll take this one, Bob. Those phrases are interchangeable. Some of us prefer soil. Some of us prefer dirt. My wife corrected me in our yard this weekend. You'll be happy to know that, Bob.
Good.
All right.
So what is it, soil or dirt? Are they interchangeable?
I'm out of time.